You know, these prophecies is in this part of Isaiah. Most of them has been fulfilled. And we are living in the days where we know that the Prince of Peace has come. And in verse 2 it says, yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing, and the deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel and the plains of Sharon, that the Lord will display His glory and His splendor. The splendor of our God. The prophet was describing a scene of exquisite beauty. Like this morning in the sanctuary as I came in, Betty had the poinsettias out and the greens and everything. And it's just the beauty and the splendor of God is what we come to know and worship. So the excellence that we do in things of our life, as we do it all for the glory of God, because He is the Father of all things. He's given us the gift of life. We didn't know much about it when we were in the womb, but when we came out, somebody gave us a name, because we didn't have a name while we were in the womb. Most of us, maybe some families might have said, well, I'm going to name you so-and-so. But even the prophet that proclaimed Jesus said, you shall call His name Jesus. So when we come into this world, we have a mission. And the mission is sharing the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.